I don't know why, but every time I try to fucking paste this thing, it sounds like goddamn chipmunks. So I fucking give up trying. You probably already heard this before anyway, so now you get the hilarious fucking chipmunk version.
I was on the, this is Keith McNally writes this on the forums, ktg.com/forums. It was about 3 a.m. I was walking home from work. I stopped about 3 blocks from my house, sat in an out-of-service bus stop, and pulled out my laptop because there was a wireless signal there.
Ooh.
I was just going to check email from email and book, but I hung around to see who was in the chat. Jennifer from Victoria, Brenda from the Brillo Advice Hour, and Frizz. How you doing? I really was truly retarded of me to have a laptop out in public at 3 a.m., so when two Asian kids sidled up, I recognized something was up. One of them said, I think you should give me your laptop, and before I even had a chance to say, okay, I got a face full of bear spray, B-E-A-R. I cannot overemphasize how incredibly painful bear spray is at every stage. Even though I was close to my home, I had to call 911 because I couldn't open my eyes. It was 12 hours before the burning subsided, enough for me to go to sleep, and today I buzzed all my hair off because I couldn't get the shit out of it.
Oh no, McNally.
Wait, does he me, really McNally, mean? Me, wait, does he mean beer spray?
No, that's
beer.
What he means.
They sprayed beer.
Beer.
No,
and it's
no
bear.
B E A R.
Oh, bear spray.
Yeah.
For real? What's bear spray?
It's like a pepper spray or mace, but the canister launches about 20 feet. The shit is so foul that it repels pissed off bears.
Oh no.
Very popular in the Great North.
I thought he was making fun of your.
I thought they sprayed beer.
Yeah, because I thought he was spelling it and just making fun of.
Yeah, they just keep spelling it.
This spray is truly hellish because hot water makes it burn more, and cold water is too cold to take a prolonged shower in.
No.
Also, it spread, so the spray on my face made its way to my dick, and that was only second only to the eyes for pure pain.
Oh my god.
I haven't got a computer, and Aaron's computer is fucked up and keeps resetting every 50 minutes, so it looks like an indefinite end to his podcast logaria.
Oh, no.
I think they're, 7 inches in. I should seriously not wish that kind of pain on anyone I've ever met.
What, the loss of the laptop or the thing in the eye?
Right.
Because if your sight is back,
if I lost my laptop at this point, it
would
be tears.
It wouldn't have to be pepper spray. I would just cry.
You could call me and just say, I lost my laptop. I'll be over in 15.
I would seriously not wish that on anybody. There are a couple of faceless rapists in my ex-girlfriend's past who could use a face full of that, but that's it. Holy fuck.
All right, so this one's working. Where's the other?
Can I take it out?
Yes, you can. Oh. I was just doing that yesterday.
I was like, can I take it out?
All right, so mine works.
This one, is it working? I think it is working!
All right, so this has been a fucking long-ass time.
Longer, longer, yeah.
Man, seriously, it would have been like 2 months at least. I don't know.
I guess we could look back to the date when we actually did the show at the thing. And then it would probably tell us how long it's really been.
First off, I guess we should give a thank you to St. Joe, the dude from Kelowna, who offered to give us a free computer.
Oh, I don't know his name, but right. Cool.
And we never did take it because I decided I'm moving back to the East Coast and I didn't want to have an extra computer kicking around that I have to get rid of. But it's still very nice of him. Made me feel better about losing the old laptop. So now we got this laptop that, man, we went through fucking everybody. First it was, I guess we're going to try your friend Dave, but he's, you know, busy and stuff. Hard to get
Never
in touch with him.
Hard to get in touch.
Who else was there? Yeah. Then there was my friend Vince, who unfortunately is, maybe we could use him, but he's real religious and stuff. And I just don't feel like I could go to his house and talk, you know?
Like, slam him?
Yeah, like, no, if we did this show, it would just like, I don't know, I think he would...
want to kill himself.
Yeah, or, you know, he'd have a different view of me or something.
Something.
It wouldn't be cool.
And then that Leo guy.
Yeah, so then we thought we were all set up with Leo, the dude from China, I know, but he's got this temporary roommate, only for the month, but who has like a fucking 2-month-old baby. So we can't go and do a show there because the fucking baby is always sleeping.
And then we're going to try my sister, but she's never around.
Right, she went back to, Saskatoon for a while.
We probably wouldn't be able to find her computer in her messy house, so we have to...
But finally, this fucking Korean dude from where I work, his name is Minu, he had a falling out with his roommates, and the bitch has fucking kicked him out of his house, even though he's only got like a week left here in Canada. So I took him in for a couple of days, and he is in New York right now, but he left his laptop.
But so, it's in Korean format.
Yeah, fucking Christ. Do you realize that, Minu? Your fucking laptop, you can't read it. It makes no fucking sense.
It's God just a bunch of circles and lines. Those aren't letters.
It's fucking tough
Those
to figure
shapes.
Out what the fuck is going on. Yeah, I mean, it's been fucking me up.
Two lines in a circle means start.
First thing that it always does. Okay, let's be silent for one moment and everybody listen real close. Now, if all goes like it's been going, you just heard miscellaneous Korean music. It just fucking writes it to the WAV file.
It
when
doesn't
you
even... You can just hear it all the time. And if you didn't hear it, well, at least...
Yeah, maybe we didn't,
at least
but I'm pretty
you just
sure
heard
you
some
did.
Dead air.
Because, like, there's nothing playing. Like, you can't...
I can't
hear anything,
it.
Right? Yeah.
But when you actually listen to the actual recording...
And there's nothing
this
on
wonderful
the computer playing.
Korean random music.
Yeah, it's fucking weird and creepy. It's fucking ghost music. And also, it...
Which is kind of funny because the last episode we had some Chinese lady singing too.
Yeah, yeah, man. I actually learned a lot about that lately. The Falun Gong
right.
stuff. Apparently, it's
That's
just
good that we signed it.
I guess. I mean, it's still just some stupid religion, which I got no fucking tolerance for. But apparently the Chinese government is not only, like, fucking, you know, locking up Falun Gong people in China, but is tracking them down. If they've moved here, the Chinese government still wants to get them. It's like, fuck off, Chinese government, you fucking dickheads. Who cares?
Let people do what they want. Yeah. Everyone should be able to just do what they want.
Falun Da Fa Ho. That's also my favorite song now.
Oh, I don't even know. There's some good words.
So, but thank you. Thank you, Manu. You fucking saved our ass. We get to do at least one more show here. Maybe
hopefully, if this
one.
Records. And it's not all Korean music. And
yeah, because
we turn into Korean and format,
like,
voice.
I can't save to the C drive anymore all of a sudden. And I don't know why, because the explanation is in Korean. It's like, fucking.
So maybe we should talk about why we're looking for a computer.
Right, right. So, as you all may have heard, if you listen to Keith and the Girl, which I'm sure most of you do.
Or don't.
Is I got fucking beer sprayed. Bear sprayed and robbed.
B-E-A-R.
Yeah, B-E-A-R. And, man, where to begin? All right, so basically, I got this laptop. The whole reason we started Loggeria was because I had this cool laptop that I got from my friend Greg, who was poor. He was going to sell his laptop to some pawn shop, and they were going to give him nothing. So I bought it from him for like $600-700. And, then me and Aaron were like, well, fuck it. We got this.
Unless we can make radio shows. So yeah. You guys probably heard a couple of them. You heard this one.
Right. So
you might have heard another one.
I would just bring it over to Aaron's house, or then our last episode, we were getting all fancy pants and being outside.
Which is probably the worst idea we ever did.
Well, but it wasn't that so much that put down my guard. It was that there used to be an internet signal I could get from my backyard, and it stopped working. And I haven't had the internet for like 2 years, but once you get it again, you're like, oh, fuck yeah, the internet. This is fucking sweet. So I started just going anywhere I could to get a net connection.
Right.
I'd be sitting outside the Safeway down here in Kingsway, or behind the liquor store, just kind of sitting there, or the back parking lot of the Ramada on a filthy tire. It's like, whatever, I just got my laptop out. And now looking back, like, what the fuck was I doing? Because people would always walk by and kind of look at me, but it was the middle of the day and people were around, you know, but...
Yeah.
I was asking to get someone to fucking punch me in the face and take my fucking laptop. But finally, and also my
the
neighborhood.
The straw that broke the camel's back. Yeah. Here it comes.
Despite my neighborhood being in East Van, it's like Southeast Van. It's not so bad. It's pretty nice. And, you know, like the
it's
houses.
It's pretty nice around here.
They kind of, some of these houses remind me of like the.
Newer area.
They're like miniature versions of the Fresh Prince of Bel Air house, you know?
Yeah,
little
yeah,
pillars
yeah.
and shit in the front.
Miniature.
So I was coming home from my movie theater job, my projectionist job, where it was like, you know, 2:33 in the morning, and I had to walk quite a long ways because the SkyTrain doesn't work, so I had to take the night bus. And I was walking along, and I was just about to come home, but instead, it was fucking, like, I hadn't seen anybody. I'd been walking 10 minutes, not a fucking soul, hardly even any cars going by. And I was like, man, I wonder if there's an internet connection here. So... like a fucking retarded moron, I just sat down on this bus stop that's really like 3 blocks from my house where no buses were running. Pull out the old laptop, and there was wireless. And see, if I was just in my own backyard, it would have been fine, you know?
Right.
But I had to go just a little bit further to get the stupid internet to work. And I sat there dicking around, and I can't remember what I was doing. I was downloading something. But when that was done, instead of just packing up and going the fuck home, I went on the Keith and the Girl chat and was like, why not? Let's just see what I'm doing.
Right.
Meanwhile, it's fucking 3 a.m. It's fucking middle of the night. I'm just sitting out here, Joe fucking skinny white boy, with a goddamn laptop. What the fuck did I expect?
I don't know.
Are you all right?
Yeah. No, I just went up my nose.
Oh, I see.
I'm like, wow.
Little rum and coke
action.
I just kind
of pop up my nose.
You know, that's why Coke will always, always outperform Pepsi is the name. They should have thought it
Coke.
Through. Yeah, because rum and Coke. Even though it says rum and Pepsi, who the fuck's going to say rum and Pepsi?
That no, I never do.
Stupid.
I just say rum and Coke.
Exactly.
I like rum and ginger ale.
It's like, yeah. But
there's a little side story. We're drinking rum and Pepsi.
It's like Lance Storm said that he wishes he hadn't have picked the name Lance Storm because it's hard to chant. No one can say, like, Storm.
Lance Storm. Storm. Lance Storm.
Yeah, a bit. But if you got extra syllables, like, RVD, you know, that rolls
Hogan,
off the tongue.
Hogan.
Yeah.
Batista.
But something about Storm, like Lance Storm.
Storm.
Nothing about
Storm.
It is like, yeah. So he was always saying that he wishes at the beginning of his career he had chosen a different name. Well, same thing with Pepsi. At the beginning of their fucking inception, they should have chose a fucking better
Poke?
Sounding name.
Poke?
Yeah.
Coke? I don't know. Coke sort of evolved out of Coca-Cola, though. It was always Coca-Cola. Coke is a new thing.
Right.
Pepsi's always been Pepsi. So think about it that way.
I will.
Fuckers. I got nothing. So back to the story.
So I'm sitting there, blah, 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 on the fucking Keith and the Girl thing. And these two Asian kids, I'm just like the fucking most ignorant, stupid retard, small town dumbass. Because I'm just sitting there, la, 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 la. These two Asian kids kind of sidle up to the old bus stop, and I don't know, I guess I had, like, deep in the back of my brain a little inkling that something weird was going on, but...
You kept playing on the computer anyways?
I'm just trusting, you know? And plus, this computer was kind of a piece of shit, you know? It was old and
it was,
big.
Yeah, it was starting to go.
And it didn't cost me very much, so, I mean, because other people just see a laptop, and they just think, wow, a laptop, but I was like, this is a shitty laptop. Who fucking cares about this laptop?
Who cares?
So the dudes were there, and I was like being like fucking small town helpful fucking idiot. I'm like, I don't think there's any more buses coming. La la la, because I'm fucking stupid.
Right.
And the guy's like, oh yeah, well, I think you should give me your laptop. And in that one moment, that's when you're like, all right, your brain clicks, and you're like, okay.
Now there's trouble.
Now we know what's going on. There's you know, this is when all the rules of civility have been discarded. They're gone.
Right.
In this next moment, anything could happen. It's on. But before I had any chance to do anything, bear spray in the face. Because I don't know what I would have done, but, you know, instinctually, who knows, you know, maybe something. Fucking, really, these were these two little Asian kids who were like 15.
How old, 15?
Yeah,
16?
And Asians are little anyway, so these are just little wieners. I mean, I'm not a big dude, but I could have fucking smoked one of them in the face for sure, you know, and just...
At least gave it a good shot.
Right, and I still would have got bear sprayed.
If you didn't have the bear spray, you probably would have had a pretty fair fight.
Yeah, well, that's one thing. It seemed excessive, really, to me. But that's one thing my friend Mark was saying, is that that's the whole, you know, hunter fucking thing, is you got to get, even if it's easy prey, you got to do everything you can to make sure you get in and out as safely as possible so
right.
You can get the next one.
How close were they to you when they sprayed you?
Basically right next to me, like how we are right now. Like
really?
I was
like
there
an arm? Like
yeah, and then he put his the bear spray right in front of my face, and I had glasses, but I think he tilted it up a little to get in behind the glasses.
Oh, no.
And it was probably about
some angles.
Like 2 seconds,
oh,
I'd say.
No.
And 2 seconds doesn't sound like much, but you know, like 1/1000, 2/1000, right in the face. And
that's enough.
Yeah.
Any bit is going to hurt.
And I didn't even know it was bear spray at first. I just thought pepper spray, but the yeah, cops later were telling me there was bear spray. So bear spray is designed to shoot like 20 feet and get through like the fur and stuff of bears. And like bears, what do they weigh? Like 500 fucking pounds?
1,000 pounds?
Yeah, that stuff is fucking insane.
A lot. They're huge.
Because I later did some research, and it turns out mace and pepper spray are a little different because mace is like a chemical thing. Pepper spray is basically just pepper and water. But the percentages of like the active super burn ingredient for pepper spray is normal pepper spray is 1%, and that's the kind you use for like dogs and stuff, dog spray. And then the kind the police use is 5%. To get more than 5%, like 5% or more, you got to be a cop. But bear spray is 10%, and you don't have to be a cop to get that.
And you can just buy it at any hunter store.
Pretty much, yeah. Like there's a place on Broadway I
yeah,
saw.
Yeah, there's a place like, what was that? Like, remember that store right across from the Skip Trace job?
Right.
The Hasty Market? They sold bear
yeah,
spray.
Yeah, that's
there.
The place I'm thinking of. Yeah.
Yeah,
just, yeah.
Yeah, Broadway. Okay, yeah. Right. Yeah, they sell it there. I seen the sign. It's like any kid could just go there and buy it.
So
I'm going hunting for bears.
And that's the thing is like
no, you're
as
not.
I'll fucking explain during this.
Are
ordeal,
you a bear?
Yeah, seriously. What do I fucking weigh? Like 155 pounds on a good day. That extra 5 pounds I added
on?
Was being fucking generous to myself. Like Christ. So, so
you're basically a pole.
And as I'll explain, this stuff really hurt a lot. But especially when I read about it later, it. I understand. It makes sense why it hurt so much because it was bear spray. It wasn't even the normal spray. It was like fucking insane, and it was right in my face.
It's brutal.
But you could tell these kids were like nervous, like they weren't used to this kind of shit because they didn't do anything to me. They didn't try to take my wallet, which they could have because I was fucking incapacitated. They just took the laptop and ran off. Like they were clearly like little bitches, you know? Like this was
right.
Their first foray into like, oh, and I don't know if this is fucking ironic or something, but I haven't played anything remotely like a new video game in like 2 years since I moved out here.
Right.
So I finally bought Grand Theft Auto San Andreas because I fucking love Grand Theft Auto
right.
games. And I was playing it on the laptop and I loved it to death. And I wonder if those guys, when they popped open the CD tray and saw that Grand Theft Auto was in there, they were just like, you know? It's like I'm playing this game where I'm robbing people and beating them and spraying them with fucking you know, fucking.
And then it just ran around. Yeah, like. That's pretty damn funny, though. Like, that part's funny.
It's, I mean, it's so much more fun in a video game than when you fucking get it done to you. Although maybe to them it was fun. Maybe they're like, yeah, we're fucking tough. We bear sprayed that one fucking skinny white dude.
Yeah, it's not like they beat you or anything.
And they also had, I'm sure you've seen, like, this style a lot where it's like the Asian version of being a little gangbanger where they wear those, like, track suits.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Like, one of them had all black and one of them had all white. And the guy wearing black, who's the one who sprayed me, he had that shit where his bangs in the front were dyed blonde.
Oh, a different color, like spiky and blonde.
Like the dude from Hikaru no Go. It's like all the cool thing that they do.
Got some hair extensions in his bangs.
Yeah. So it's weird, too, because, like, there is actually one time, and it sucks, too, because this happened so near my house that it's not like it happened out somewhere else or downtown or wherever. It was like, those kids may very well live around here. And there is one time when I saw this group of, like, five Asian kids walking, and I'm almost sure that two of them were those two kids.
Yeah, they probably do just live around here.
But it's so hard to tell. Because
why do they have bear spray, though? That's what I don't know. What are you walking around this neighborhood with bear spray? You're robbing people. That's what they're doing.
Exactly.
They're going to rob people.
It's like, so who knows how often I've walked past somebody? Because I walked around this town the whole 2 years I've been here like I own the fucking place. Any neighborhood, any time of the night, I don't care. I'll just walk anywhere. I never realized it was dangerous. Who knows how many people I've walked by that are just looking for somebody.
Yeah, it's just fucked up.
I had never been a target before until I fucking, hey, let's open the fucking laptop in the middle of nowhere. Yeah, holy fuck. I mean, I almost can't blame them. I mean, could I be a bigger fucking target? Holy fuck.
No, you're a pretty good target. That was pretty good. You're pretty big. You had it right on your back. But I mean, in the same, like, just don't, who does that shit? You know what I mean?
And they were, like, not, like, they're Asian, but, like I was saying on our way here,
right.
Is that, you know, to me, it's not what you look like. I don't care what you look like. It's your culture. And they were fucking North American through and through. They were obviously born here, you know, no accent. They weren't Asian. They were just,
Asian.
Yeah.
Cock Asian. Little pieces of shit.
Yeah.
I ever see those white and black assholes? And well, if some kid tried fucking with me, though, seriously, But the thing is, you never know what they have, right?
Right. Yeah, well, like, that's one thing fucking Greg, the guy who originally sold me the laptop, said, is he's like, hey, at least you didn't get stabbed.
Or they might have had a gun, you know? Kids are fucked. Like, kids are fucked. Like, in that sort of situation, if someone came up to me and, like, you don't know, you might as well just give it to them and, like, not...
Well, that's like...
You know what I mean? Like, you don't know.
In this neighborhood especially, since I'm right on the edge of Burnaby, you always, like, especially last year, there was tons of stories about those, like, gangs of Asian kids that would attack old people in the park by Metrotown. And in, like, not just a few, like, fucking 12 kids would go fucking mental on some old man. And it's like,
that's
what
horrible.
The fuck? So, like,
yeah, and like beating, like some guy asked some kids to stop yelling in a neighborhood and they just like crack his head open on the sidewalk and like...
Want some more?
Sure. And like beat him up and you know that kind of shit. Like who does, like, that stuff? Like what, would you seriously, like three and four of your like 12-year-old friends, would you go beat up some old man who's like 70 years old? Like,
I
is
really
that just,
can't see it.
No, seriously, I wouldn't even consider it. Like I might mouth him off if worse came to worse, but I would never strike an old man or an old woman or steal their purse. Like, I don't know where people grow up and where they get their morals, but
yeah, well, that's the thing, is like whatever honor there used to be in Asian society.
Yeah, there's no honor. They moved here and they dishonor. It's like, I don't know. It's not even that. It's other. There's tons of other gangs too, though. Like, I feel safer on. You can feel safer on Main and Hastings.
Yeah,
than
in a residential area. It's true, man. Because like
the rich kids are the ones who are doing the stealing. The rich kids, you know, those kids aren't hurt and they don't need an extra laptop. They probably have four at home that their parents bought them. You know what I mean? Like. Most of those rich kids are very, very well off, you know?
Yeah, that's another thing I was going to mention.
It's just the rich kids are the ones stealing. I do not feel uncomfortable in, like, the most ghetto part of the city. And I try to explain it to people, like...
Well, it really seems almost like the U.S. and, well, I mean, I'm basically just going on, like, New York, I guess, because I listen to fucking Keith and the Girl all the time. But when Keith Malley got robbed, it was two black guys who clearly were pretty poor. But here, it's two Asian kids who are rich as fuck.
Yeah.
It's like the opposite side. Yeah.
The poor people here they're into drugs and the poverty, so we don't have... Well, I'm sure there's a lot of crime and theft in that, too, but I don't think they hurt people as much as they just rob a car,
right?
You know, or something like.
And I think they're not looking for an empowerment. They're just looking for money for drugs.
Yeah, they're looking to get exactly what they need.
Yeah, because like it's like with the poor people too. You know, they're like, man, I gotta rob stuff because I got nothing. But with these like Asian kids, it's like they're rebelling against their richness. Like, I don't want to run my dad's business. I don't want to have a house and a car and financial stability. Yeah, I want to be tough. I want to be a fucking thug. And it's like, all right,
you're
fucking 5'3".
one inch Asian penis. It's because you had a big American penis. They were too scared.
And there's no fucking denying that, Asian people. We've seen the porn. It's true.
It's true. I have the porn channel for free at my house. I can see it whenever I want.
Oh, man.
Poor.
So, so little Asian bastards who, bananas apparently is what they call them. If you're an ESL
yellow
kid.
On the outside, white on the inside.
Right. So yeah. They're
or
not
Twinkie. I've heard Twinkie too.
So they're not really Asian or whatever. They just they look Asian.
Bananas. Banana without the banana. It's a banana with the plantain. You see that episode of Family Guy?
Which one? What is that?
Where they find out that Chris has a huge penis and Peter's all totally jealous. No, because Peter goes in Chris's room and like looks and he's got this huge penis and then he goes and he's always making fun of him. He goes to the grocery store and he's all like, oh yeah? And he had like, Chris said, Mom, what are these? And he has like the little plantains. She's like, those are plantains, sweetheart. And then Peter takes Stewie and puts him in his pants to make it look like he has a huge penis and Stewie's like fighting for him, you know. Yeah. It was good.
They mentioned on Simpsons once, just an offhand thing where Homer was secretly taping Ned to make a dating video, and Ned's fucking dick comes down to like his fucking knees.
Oh really?
Yeah, it was holy. Just blurred out.
That's awesome.
So after I got sprayed, basically, I don't know, it's just like I just instantly went into, I don't know, what do you call it, like justification mode. I was like, all right, I got bear spray, the laptop's gone. I like immediately just accepted it. It's like, you know, it seems almost so obvious. I was like, man, well,
okay, bye.
Yeah, it's like, oh man, I'm just so dumb that I almost can't even be mad at these guys. I should like be mad at myself. But since I've never been bear sprayed or even been really
sprayed.
The focus of violence of any kind, I didn't think it was going to be that bad. I thought it would be like, you know, when you get something, soap in your eyes or whatever, and you just got to let it water a little and it'll wash out and you'll be okay.
Yeah.
And even also, just my fucking way that I am intrinsically, I just didn't even occur to me to call police or involve anybody in any way. I was just like, well, the laptop's gone. It's my own fault. I should have looked after my own stuff. Didn't even cross my mind.
Let's go home.
Yeah, so then I just was like, all right, so I'll just wait until this passes. And then it just got worse. And worse until I started spitting in my hands and was like rubbing my eyes just to try to get rid of the stuff. And then it kept
like
getting worse. Yeah. Then I was like,
your animal instincts kicked in.
I was literally at the point where I was like, has it rained lately? Is there a puddle? But no, it hadn't, because I couldn't open my eyes. I could not open them at all. And then
were your glasses still on at this point?
I don't remember what I did with my glasses.
Why did you take them off?
I think I must have taken them off though. Yeah. And I was even at the point where I was starting to think, man, I wish I had to piss, because I would piss in my hands and rub it in my eyes. Is how bad it was burning. It was fucking crazy. So then I was still on a pretty major street, 41st. It's,
right.
You know, bus route and everything. But it was like 3 a.m, and I could hear some cars going by once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
So I started trying to flag them down, but I couldn't open my eyes at all. So I was kind of like waving my arms.
Looking like a crackhead?
Yeah. And it was like, it didn't take long for me to figure out that there is no way anyone is going to stop. Like, very unlikely, especially
unless
in Vancouver.
You're screaming.
Right. Well, I was kind of yelling. I was like, hey, I got bear sprayed. And then I was hoping maybe someone around in one of the houses would hear me, but there's really not that many right where I was.
In that kind of situation, you want to yell rape or fire.
Right.
Rape and fire mostly fire. If you're getting raped, you yell fire, because no one's going to want to help you if you're getting, you know what I mean? That's the old saying, you just yell fire.
I'm on fire and I'm being raped.
Fire rape! Raping my fire! Well, you're burning. Technically, it is like fire.
And also, like, where I was, there's, like, an empty lot, and across the street is not a house either, so there really weren't that many houses nearby.
Balls.
But finally, when I was really just starting to panic at that point, I was like, holy fuck, like, I'm close to my house, but I'm blind. There's no way I can get home. This
right.
is really starting to hurt, and there's no way anyone's going to stop. What am I going to do? Like, I have to fucking wander into someone's backyard and try to find their door to knock on or ring the doorbell and get, you know, bit by a dog or shot or something.
Yeah.
Then I remembered I had a phone. So I know there's a lot of reasons why cell phones are fucking annoying, but I will never talk bad about a cell phone again.
It saves your life.
I am so fucking glad I had that phone. Even when I go back to New Brunswick, I'm just like, it's a pay and talk thing, you know, 25 cents a minute. Horrible fucking ripoff. But I'm going to see if it, but you can call 911 for free. So I'm going to see if it'll still work when I go. I mean, it might not, because I'll be in a totally different zone. But if it'll work even just for 911, I'm going to keep that phone or get some kind of phone, even if it's not working, just to keep in my pocket or in my book bag. Because I literally don't know what I would have done without that. I just would have been fucked. And people are telling me, thank God I don't have contacts. Because
they would have melted off.
Yeah, or you can actually like get damage to your eyes. So that's one thing. I kind of give these kids a benefit of the doubt in a way, because they were so clearly, you know, not used to being big Robin thugs,
right,
is that I don't think they knew how bad this stuff was. I don't think they would have sprayed me as much as they did, because it was 10 times more.
You know what I'm thinking, though? Since they have the old computer, maybe they've went through it, which they probably have, and looked and seen what you have. Maybe they noticed our radio show.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll become a fan of the radio show. Maybe they're listening right now. Not now, but as it's going to be played, and they're going to be like, oh, yeah, they're talking about it. If you're, fuck you, you little cocksuckers. I'm going to fucking kill you and your one-inch penises.
Yeah, because I had to
castrate you motherfuckers.
And we had some, like, miscellaneous outtake shit that we never got a chance to use, so there's a bunch of that stuff.
Yeah,
and,
like, I could have listened to all of it already.
And I had a couple of Keith and the Girls on there, like, just for, like, the memories of my New York trip. I got the episode I was on and the after show and stuff, so you never know. Between maybe they find Keith and the Girls.
They'll figure it out.
This.
You know what I mean? They probably, yeah, exactly. Because they're probably playing on it, looking at it, figuring it out.
This is a good opportunity to bring up the 24. It's one of our little free daily papers.
Oh, that's the free Slurpee day.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. So this is how we can commemorate. Let me see. What was this? Blah, blah, blah.
Blah,
what was it? The Canadian birthday of 7-Eleven. Oh, here's how we can figure out when this happened. All right, so July 11th, but it was a Sunday night, so it was like July 10th, like early Monday morning.
So we haven't done a show since approximately a week or so before July 10th.
Yeah, fuck July. I guess it's been...
Because it was a weekend we did it, so it could have been the day before.
About a month and a half. Yeah, so eventually, obviously, I did call the police. I'll get into that, too, because obviously they... give their police blotter to this crappy daily paper, but I just happened to be looking through it, and here we are. Man attacked. And why this reminded me is you're saying about the computer. I wonder if these kids saw the 24 this day, because I was like,
or
oh
someone
my God,
they told.
That's me. Right.
They probably told a few friends.
So they probably have a copy too.
You fucking this fucking guy, man. You fucking got this laptop, man. You want to buy it? $20, man.
So here we go.
$20. Yeah.
Man attacked.
Okay.
26-year-old Vancouver man was the victim of a random assault and robbery after being bear sprayed while waiting for a bus on Whale Street in southeast Vancouver early yesterday morning. Two Asian youths then allegedly stole his laptop and fled the scene. Now, one thing that made me feel better is...
it made you seem like you were waiting for the bus. Not one man
not
wandering the streets
stupid.
Randomly looking for an internet signal.
Mostly, when I tell people this story, even just earlier today, I was talking to my landlord and told him, just to make myself, so I don't have to explain what a fucking idiot I am, I just say I was just carrying my laptop, you know? Like it was under my arm or something. I just don't get into the specifics, because I just don't... But also, every other thing on the police blotter is worse than what happened to me. Here we have driver dies, 30-year-old North Vancouver truck
park
driver.
Park stabbing?
Yeah, park stabbing, 18-year-old Port Coquitlam resident.
Cigarettes swiped? Yeah, one guy smoking a pack of cigarettes had them stolen. Actually, they just get worse as they go down.
So cig swipe doesn't sound so bad, but it was an entire 48-foot trailer, 750 cases. That was $1 million worth of cigarettes. So that's pretty bad. What else we got on the other page here? Student grants. Okay, that's not so bad. People lose student grants. Swimmer, 24-year-old swimmer died while trying to swim across some lagoon. Some smashing thefts. Fatal biker crash. 33-year-old Richmond man. So I got off pretty good, all things considered. Pretty much everything else was much, much worse. Oh, and then, let's see. I got on my little fucking supplementary material
slips
here. Where is that? Because I saw a report soon after about, maybe I lost it, but it was about robberies in Vancouver. And
then how laptops were the biggest thing to be stolen?
Yeah,
I know. I read that too. It was in the province about how laptops were the biggest target of robberies. I don't know what the word I'm looking for, but I'm pretty sure you can all understand. Understand that Keith's looking for the paper.
Well, yeah, I held on to that for a month and a half, and now I lost it. But apparently something like 350 laptops
a month.
Yeah,
it was like a month goes missing.
Yeah.
And it gets more every... They have so many reports of random attacks for laptops and stuff.
And it makes sense. It's the perfect thing to steal. I mean,
so if you have a laptop, be more discreet about it. Don't let people know you have it.
And not only that.
Put it in your backpack or something.
I was listening to The Fox, that radio station here, because I love it. Cause it's like 1994 again. It's like they snuck into my room when I was in grade 9 and stole all my CDs and made a radio station about it. But they were talking about how not only laptops and cars, you know how they have all those bait cars here?
Oh, yeah.
And they even have a website where...
You bait boats.
Yeah, bait boats, exactly. Like, how many fucking boats have to get stolen? How do you steal a boat? What do you do? Fucking, like, take it straight to China?
I don't know. There's boat stealing classes you can find on Craigslist or something.
And then the guy on the radio was saying, like, after he told the bait boat story, he's like, so anyone who's new to Vancouver, nail it down, man. Anything that, you know, you don't look after is getting stolen. And I was like, you know, he's right. Even the fucking
boats are getting stolen.
The radio station.
You'll come home and your apartment will be gone.
Right, yeah.
Someone craned off your apartment.
And
I don't know.
I guess, too, like, working at Blends, like, as if I didn't have warning, you know? That place was
so much stuff got stolen. People was, like, coming. I found so much stuff there, too, that I stole, so.
So, at the end of the day, though, like, you know, the stealing almost is inevitable. It was.
Plus, we stole lots, too.
Yeah.
So it's like, something got stolen. It's about time.
But definitely the pain of the bear spray.
That wasn't needed.
Oh, yeah. Like, I don't want to sound like a big fucking, like, I'm Mr. Expert bear spray douchebag, but on the Keith and the Girl thing, Hemda was saying how, you know, what was more painful, getting bear sprayed or losing the laptop, because to her, losing the laptop would be so crushing. But man, fuck the laptop. If they had given me, like, if now that I know, if they had been like, give me the laptop or I'll bear spray you, I would give them the fucking laptop.
I would just give it to them too.
It hurts so fucking bad. So finally, I figured out that I have a phone. So then I was trying to remember, okay, where's the 9 and the 1 and the 1? And then it was like, everything was hurting so bad, my whole face, that, okay, I got 911. And then I was like, is the talk button on the left or the right? One of them is talk and one of them is hang up. I was like, and it started ringing. I was like, yes, I remembered how my phone is laid out because I couldn't see anything. So I'm talking to the lady, and it took quite a while, actually, for police and ambulance to show up. I had wandered away from the park bench at this point, so I couldn't even figure out where it was. I was just kind of standing there. And I'm proud to say, through this whole ordeal, there was, like, you know, obviously tearing and tons of snot running out of my nose. Tons. But I didn't actually cry in the sense of, like, weeping or whatever. I actually held it together, but it was close.
Oh.
But,
yeah, that would suck.
And I had, like, this just line of snot, like, so much snot, ridiculous, just pouring out of my nose. And I tried wiping it once, but my nose hurt so much to touch that I couldn't. I just, like, no, I'm not even touching that anymore. When the cop finally showed up, he's like, dude, that's disgusting. Fucking wipe that. So I was like,
did he really?
Okay. Well, he's nice about it. But, and I was like, yes. Oh, God. When I snorted in once without thinking, and it's just, like, burning. I was like, oh, God, I won't do that again.
Oh, no.
Super painful.
Oh, gosh.
So it took quite a long time, and the cop showed up first and asked me some stuff about the laptop and, you know, if I had a serial number or any of that shit, which I don't. But, or they had the dog and they found the bear spray canister. Apparently the kids just threw the canister on the street. So they're hoping they'd get some prints, and the dog thought he had a trail, but nothing. And, so then they sat me down and we just waited for the ambulance. And, you know, I'm almost amazed at my own ability to stay chipper sometimes where it's like, everything is super hurt and there's nothing they could do but just kind of wait. But they were just kind of, you know, talking to me, trying to pass the time.
Right.
And I ended up telling them about going to New York and doing stand-up, and they're like, oh, hey, not so fucking funny right now.
Are you laughing now? Who's laughing now?
Sort of had a nice little conversation with the cops, and finally...
Did they drive you home at least?
No. I'll get to that too. This is how fucking nasty bear spray is. They told me they didn't. They were nice about it too. After everything got set up, they're like, "So you live near here, right?" And I was like, "Yeah." Well, if you get in our car, you'll get bear spray everywhere. So let's just walk you home. I was like, "Okay, that's fair." But when the ambulance guy finally showed up, it was they kind of wiped my face down a bit. But
they put some like cleaner on your face, like
they didn't have anything other than water. Apparently, water's really all you can use, even though. That spicy stuff, it's like, you know, if you eat really hot food, water doesn't do it. You need like milk or whatever because it doesn't dilute in water.
It just spreads it around.
Right. But that's pretty much all they had. Or maybe it was something special. I don't know. But I was getting to the point now where my eyes had been closed so long that basically my eyes were okay, but it was all over my eyelids. And the only way they could clean everything was for me to open my eyes. And I was like, oh, God, I don't want to do this. And I put it off. And one thing that was weird is I think I was kind of like panicking somewhat because I kept gulping in air, and then after about 10 minutes I just burped like 10 burps in a row, just like burp burp burp. And they're like, "Whoa, are you gonna throw up?" It's not even a normal thing. The paramedics were like, "What the hell?" He's like, "No, it's just gas." Really weird though. It's like I was just like trying to, I think it's because it was hard to breathe too.
Maybe
bear
smell
gets in your
lungs,
like, in the air, and yeah, and it's hard to breathe, and I was like taking these big gulpy breaths. So finally I opened my eyes. Or they're spraying my eyes with, they have this squirt bottle.
I know, I got gas in my eyes once.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah. I know the squirt bottle.
Squirt bottle with two nozzles.
Yeah, they just put it in your eyes. Right. Yeah.
So first they were squirting me some and wiping me down. They're like, you got to open your eyes. And it's like, man, I don't want to. I don't want to get, because I didn't want to get water in my eyes. But then as soon as I open my eyes and the bear spray stuff gets in, I was like, spray me more water, please, water in the eyes. It just, it was like, it was almost like how in The Simpsons there's this one where there was this plant that opens once every 100 years and smells fucking horrible, and it smells so bad that Krusty dives into a pile of manure and it actually smells better.
Okay.
It's like, it hurts so bad that I was just like, please squirt me in the eyes with water.
Just
please,
keep doing it.
Yeah. And then
could you keep your eyes open after though?
Well, they'd stop a bit and be like, okay, try to open your eyes on your own, and I'd be blinking and be like, more water. And they used up almost the whole bottle, and it was kind of getting me nervous because the guy's like, this is all we got. We don't have a backup bottle. We gotta get this done. And I was like, you better have a fucking backup bottle.
Call somebody else for a backup bottle, asshole. Wow.
So
that brings us up to speed a little.
It took, I'd say, about 10 minutes, though. 7 or 8 minutes at least, of them just spraying me pretty much continuously in the eyes till I could keep my eyes open.
Yeah, the eye wash stuff.
And they took off my shirt, and just so it wouldn't get water on it. But one thing, if you ever get bear sprayed, people, hold a towel or something to your chest, because it ended up going from my face, running all the way down my body, and this is how it got on my dick, like I mentioned on the Keith and the Girl
You weren't
thing.
Lying, were you?
Yeah, it took some time. It slowly went down. But finally, they got me so I could at least keep my eyes open on my own. And the police took a bit of info and then walked me home because they didn't want to fucking put me. Oh, and they put my clothes in a plastic bag, and my shirt and my jacket, and they were like, man, you should just throw these away. You know, you shouldn't even keep them. But it was my Scott Pilgrim shirt, which is my favorite shirt of all time.
The green one?
The green one, yeah. The little happy Scott Pilgrim.
Did you wash it?
Yeah.
Did it come out?
It's okay. Cause, and my euthanasia that I got at first time I went to the Cobalt.
Right.
So I was like, man, I'm not throwing this stuff out.
Well, that's good.
So I washed them all like so many times, like fucking 4 or 5 times. Just to make sure all the stuff was gone. And well, now my little Scott Pilgrim, he's still smiling, but he's all cracked. So it's like he's kind of like my avatar, symbolic of how my trip in Vancouver is gone. Finally, things are starting to fucking crack down.
Fall apart.
So I started noticing as we were walking back that my dick was starting to hurt, or like my balls. Because
the genital region?
Down, right. So when I got home, the cop was like, so is there someone here? And luckily my friend Mark was here. He was sleeping on this thing. Isn't this weird too? Like how close we were? This one little
pretty
place.
Weird.
But my place is really small. My friend Mark was here for the summer. But and I think they might have, if I didn't have someone here, like people were saying how surprised they were that I didn't get taken to the hospital. And in a way that is kind of surprising. But I guess,
think so too.
But I think it's because there was someone here. Because if it was me on my own, this is going to lead into my big decision to move back east. It's like, how incredibly valuable it is to have a support group, I realized that night. But I came home and I kind of like brushed the cop off real quick because my dick was starting to hurt really bad. Just like, yeah, okay, thanks, I'm home. See you later. Thank you guys for everything. And like I said, the whole time, I'm proud to say, I didn't blubber like a baby in front of the cops. I stayed tough. And sure, I didn't look so good. Oh, I gotta show you the fucking picture. Oh, hold up.
Oh, no. Speaking of cameras, I can't wait to get a digital camera. I want to take pictures from the top of my work.
Now, obviously, at first, I had better things to do than take pictures, so this picture is a little ways into the night. But, so I didn't want to wake Mark up, because again, I was thinking, it's not that big a deal. Okay, here's right after I got my hair was starting to grow back. But just scroll back on the thing, and you'll see the side arrow, and you'll see me bald. But then there's one where I'm like, had just cut my hair halfway. And you can still see all the weird, gross bear spray shit on me. It's all like...
This one?
Yeah. Don't I look? I'm trying to like zoom in a bit. I look like Mr. fucking Hillbilly Weirdo. It's the worst picture ever. Yeah. So,
That's all the stuff on your face?
Yeah, all that yellowish stuff.
Yeah.
That's the bear spray. Except the tooth. That's just my yellow tooth. I don't know why I'm a canine.
No, I can sort of see it.
And, yeah, so, but again, that's another thing. See how chipper I am in that picture? I'll fucking have to post those. And that's another thing that was good about having somebody here. At least it's somebody just to keep you occupied and make jokes with and stuff, so you don't just go like,
yeah,
oh,
no kidding.
Woe is me.
Freaking out and losing it.
But, so I went to the shower, straight to the shower, and I didn't know how bear spray worked at all. They were
right.
Like, just, you know, wash it out, by tomorrow it'll just be a memory, you know, you'd be all right. But what I found out is that, like I mentioned in the thing, that hot water makes it burn. like just reactivates it. So you can't use warm water. You got to use cold water, but it doesn't have to be freezing, but pretty cold.
Like cool water.
Right. And at this point, my dick was just hurt. So basically, I took my little shower nozzle and just held it to my bag. Just held it there for, I'd say,
cold water?
At least 10 minutes. Yeah, while the rest of me was still burning like crazy.
Oh, my God.
But I couldn't do anything about that because this was the one that hurt way more. I don't know if like the skin down there is just more sensitive. Right.
Yeah, like if you were like eating hot peppers or cut jalapenos and then scratched yourself. Don't do that. I've done it. I've done it and it fucking hurts.
So what the fuck was I saying?
Like it burns like so bad. But it doesn't last for long.
Right.
I'm kind of used to it because I do it more often now.
Just like when. So I was using lots of soap though. Soap did help a little. So tons of soap. But basically, though, it seemed like the stuff would just, anytime I'd try to clean a part of my body, the only way it would seem to go away is if it ran all the way down my body. If I'd feel the burning go all the way down my arms or all the way down my legs, and finally gone. But it's like, it had to cover my whole body. So it's like,
it's a trace
of it. It's brutal.
If you get a bath, it would just be worse, right?
Maybe, I don't know. But,
I thought of a bath.
Maybe a bath, though, if it was kind of, I don't know. I don't know how that would work. But I only have a shower.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe the stuff would get in the water. Yeah, it could be even worse, I don't know. But anyway, I was in the shower for so long, just like trying to move the water to different parts and just doing whatever I could, till finally I was starting to shake from being cold because it was cold water, and I was like, man, I have to keep getting rid of this stuff because it's way too painful to not to. But I'm just too freezing cold. So finally I came out and woke up Mark. I was like, hey, Mark. I got bear sprayed. I got pepper sprayed. You know, I need some fucking help here. And he thought I had been in a fight with the cops. He's like, what the fuck? Pepper sprayed? Like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, starting fucking WTO riots here or whatever? And when I told one of the girls from the movie theater where I work, her assumption she jumped to was that I was, like, accosting a young lady or something and got sprayed. I was like, you people don't think much of me, do you? At least Mark thought I was fighting the cops.
That's, I just thought you got bear sprayed.
Right.
I was the only one who got it. I got the whole story.
So then with his help, we basically took all of my laundry that was clean. That's my clean laundry, by the way, that pile. I don't have a dresser. Just would wet down everything using like towels to wipe me down with, right? So just, and like my whole wardrobe eventually was covered in bear spray. I had to clean everything a bunch of times. But I don't even know what to say about this story. It just took forever. Like, it was.
And it also took forever for us to get a laptop.
Yeah.
The whole thing is forever.
Slow as fuck. But it was.
Slowed the whole process down.
Because that happened at like 3 in the morning the day before. It was noon the next day before I could go to sleep. Like, literally, like, hours and hours. Like, what is that, 11 fucking hours or something? No, not 11. It's a lot of hours anyway. Because the stuff would just burn. And then I would try to. I don't know. Anyway, and the reason I had to shave my head was that the stuff was in my scalp, and anytime I would get in the water, it would get down back into my eyes. That happened a couple of times. So finally, I got Mark to help me cut my hair and shave it all off, and then we could see patches on my hair of the stuff, just like the burny stuff.
The yellow?
The yellow, orangey shit. It was fucking insane.
That's some weird ass shit.
Oh, and again, I don't know if like the hands are more sensitive too, because just from like washing myself.
Probably just from wiping you.
Right. But my hands hurt so bad. It felt like raw. Like they were on a stove. Like if I kept them, if they were in like water, it was okay. But if I take them out, it didn't take long. I just burned more and more and more.
That's
and more.
Crazy.
So even when I went to bed at noon, I had a
at noon.
Bowl. Like in my bed, that I was curled around with my hands in the water, so I could fall asleep because it's the only way I could fall asleep.
Thank God you didn't pee your bed. I heard that happening.
Or knock it over on myself. And Mark said after I fell asleep, my hands made their way out, but I was unconscious, so it was all right. It was hellish, though. What a fucking horrible experience. So again, I just don't think those kids knew how bad that stuff was.
No, they probably wouldn't. They probably would have
used that much. Yeah, I'm sure they didn't test it on themselves.
And, no.
And I think people do kind of think of pepper spray as like
the same thing.
As and it's just temporary, you know, it's gonna hurt but it's not gonna kill anybody. Although there have been a couple of deaths apparently from mostly asphyxiation from the pepperness. But yeah, so I'm giving those kids that much credit that they could have just given me a little squirt though. That would have been enough. So anyone out there who's got bear spray.
You
wanna
bear spray someone for their laptop? Half a second's enough. Don't go the full two Mississippi.
Even if someone is like raping you and you got the thing in their face, hit them with half a second. That'll do. They're done. You don't need to just keep fucking. No, I don't know, man. Holy fuck.
Yeah, it's just too much. Wow.
That's my fucking amazing story. And
that was like an hour story.
That's why I don't have a goddamn laptop anymore. That's why we haven't nailed it to any more lager.
That's why we have this Korean formatted Windows thing.
Yeah. But see, the thing is, I didn't want to just like be a big bitch and be like, oh no, something bad happened to me. I'm moving back home. Oh, I gave it some time, you know? I just like, you know.
That's kind of
like,
what I thought.
Right.
Maybe not the bitch part.
But in the end, that is definitely the thing that pushed me back over the edge was that. And then when my friend Mark left again and I'm sitting here all by myself again, it's like, oh, man. But it's just, yeah, because it was mostly seeing Matt. My friend Matt was in New York with me and we hung out. We didn't go see any tourist shit at all. We were like, fuck that. We just stayed in our hotel and watched fucking Rambo. And it was awesome because I haven't seen him in ages. And then Mark was here for the summer and that was awesome. He'd come home, you know, just someone to watch TV with, all that stuff. And then, like, the bear spray thing, if he hadn't have been here, like, I could not handle it on my own. There was no way. Just physically, I couldn't. Like, what would I have to do? Like, call my landlord guy who lives upstairs that I hardly know, you know, and get him to come fucking douse me down while I'm half naked? It's like, man. So, yeah, it just made me definitely realize how much I miss having my normal support group of friends and family.
Fair enough.
Because, man, I got so many, like, cousins and friends and just tons of people in New Brunswick. Shitloads of them. Here, not so much, you know, some, but...
Yeah, me neither.
But now, looking back at the grand picture of things, in a way, I think moving out here by myself, because nobody moves by themselves, everybody moves out here with somebody, you know?
Yeah, by yourself's probably way harder.
Even, like, my ex-girlfriend, Erica, she moved out with her boyfriend, and they broke up soon after.
From the day they moved.
But it was at least somebody, right? And I'm kind of thinking, now that I look back, I was, like, I think... The whole Erica relationship was like my life raft, you know? That was the only thing keeping me out here. Because the whole time, moving out by myself, I'm glad I did it, but that was a mistake. Because I was just like, oh man, this sucks, I'm just by myself. And I had some friends, you know, people that I knew, right. You guys and stuff. But then with Erica, it was like, all right, cool. Now I got someone
to live with.
To live with and to be like the unit again. And then when we broke up, you know, I didn't want to just run back home. I wanted to make sure. But I think I've been here long enough now that it's just not working out.
It's done.
Like, yeah, I'm just, I mean, it's been 2.5 years. I'm a pretty fucking independent dude, but I think I've reached my limit, you know?
Fair enough. You gotta do what you gotta do.
It's like I just read Robinson Crusoe, that book about the dude on the island all by himself. It's like Castaway, except from 1700. And I was like, man, this is just like my life. Not only do I live by myself, but that guy's all primitive, and I'm kind of like that. Like, I never have a computer. I don't have shit. I got my video
stolen
games or
signals,
old Nintendos.
Lost laptop.
Yeah. I mean, it's the
you
modern
have a bag
equivalent.
Of chips, at least.
And mine was self-chosen. It wasn't like, you know.
Maybe we should listen to some of that Korean music for a second again to calm down.
Fucking horrible. Sorry,
I was
Manu.
Just kidding.
Sorry, Manu, but it, man, Yanni. Oh,
he probably didn't make it this far. You were talking too fast.
Probably has no fucking clue what we're talking about, yeah. So, yeah. So I figure when I get back to the East Coast, I do intend to continue doing some various, I don't know. I don't even know what the fuck I'm going to do back there.
And when I get a new computer, we're looking into buying a digital video camera. That's cool. My goal for like mid-next year. So maybe I can make some videos and some cool things.
Yeah,
make
so
some movies.
Everybody stay subscribed to the old RSS feed, because I think the plan is to keep the Lageria Libsyn account. And, if I do shows with my friends and shit back east, I'll put them up there. If when Erin gets a new computer, her and her boyfriend, maybe. I was thinking you guys could probably do a cool show.
You can probably do something.
And then we can put those up. And if we get all the internet-ness figured out, man, we can do fucking
we can do
phone
something.
Shit. Or, yeah, crazy stuff. We'll
keep the web happening.
Right.
We'll keep the web alive.
That's another thing I've really learned, is that it doesn't even matter so much where you are anymore. Like, the world is so small. Like, I was thinking, like, the coolest thing I've done lately was in New York, wasn't even in this country. And that all came through the internet and stuff.
And it was fine.
Yeah.
So. It all works.
And I mean, Jesus, how often do we even see each other, really?
Like
I haven't
once
seen you
a
since
month.
Like last month.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I know. It's been kind of, everything's been crazy lately.
But I think that's part of one reason why moving by myself is a bad idea, is it's just my disposition is always to just not keep in touch with people. Like, my house in New Brunswick was huge and everyone came to my house. Like, they just came to me. I'm not used to going.
Oh,
keeping
right,
together.
Keeping in touch with other people.
Yeah, like even before I leave, I figure the girl Jen Chikosky, who let me sleep on her couch when I first moved out here, I was like, man, that's awesome. And I got to call her up and say my goodbyes. Or Rio from The Source, same thing, one Derek hates. But it just seems like effort. It's like, oh, okay, now I got to call up these people and go hang out with them. And it's like, this is my last
chance. You don't have to.
I guess, but, you know, I really should. Like, why is it so tough for me to do that? I don't know why. It's weird. This is fun, though. I fucking miss Logoria.
Logoria! This is the downside of Logoria. There's just swearing. There's no sick stuff. Yeah. I have to say something sick soon. Cocksucker ball fucker. I think that's about all I got.
Yeah, this has been a sort of, what's the word?
Subdued Logoria.
But also, it's like our evolution got stopped in its tracks.
Oh, look at this. I don't know.
Because you remember in that last episode how much we were talking
cool,
about.
Oh, cool, we can go on the bus. We can go everywhere. No, we can't.
And I just had figured out how to close the top on
the
laptop.
Yeah, just everything was
so
done.
So I was going to put it in a book bag and we'd have the fucking
we just carry the mic around somewhere, walk around. No, that didn't happen.
Yeah, it's too bad. That would have been cool.
That would have been hilarious.
Because I definitely think for innovativeness, our podcast was awesome. Just like kept changing all the time.
Yeah, it's, we've been everywhere. From your house to my house and everywhere in between. Your place has quite the echo. Yeah. I think I echo when I talk.
Yeah, it is kind of a weird little spot.
Well, I quit my shitty job. That was awesome.
Yeah, yeah. So your job before, I don't know how many people remember because I think we mostly talked
about
it in our old shows.
I really have to pee, though.
All right, so I can keep,
you keep
the audience busy. Yeah, bear spray. Holy fuck. Let's see. Well, let me see what I saved up here since I left. Okay, here's a review from the Nerve magazine that cracked me up. This guy was talking about the new Tool album. And now, you know, everybody used to like Tool, but now it's just getting long and ponderous and like blah, blah, blah. These songs are too long and boring. So he says, first Tool in 6 years. The fans might have jumped the shark, but Tool has sucked it off. Now that is a good fucking review. I was impressed by that. And man, I'm gonna miss the Nerve magazine. That and Chris Walter books are like my favorite thing in fucking Vancouver. All right, here we go. Here's an review of some band called Wishbone Ash, and their album is called Clandestiny. Good Lord, I never thought this was possible. This may be the first time that I have heard an album where each song is literally 5 times shittier than the song before it. The consistency of crap is impeccable. That fucking cracks me up. They just try to do too much and it ends up a big pile of garbage. It sounds like three bums and a crack whore fighting with a Vietnamese grandma. Without sounding rude, I don't want to write anymore because I don't think it would be fair to readers if they had to read more than 2 lines on this pile of crap. Bona fide ear cancer. Seth Fisher. Now that's a fucking review. This is reading album reviews from the Nerve magazine. Because they fucking know how to fucking pick on an album they don't like.
Did you ever hit your foot on there before?
No.
Oh, God.
Does it hurt?
Yeah, it's okay.
I'm going to kind of miss this little apartment, though.
The bathroom's weird. I didn't hit this like, whole staircase. Like, where are you supposed to
go? No, did you find it?
Yeah.
Or did you just go to the top of the stairs?
I was like, no, I just looked in the room. I'd go to the top of the stairs if worse came to worse.
So what else have I got here? Oh yeah, so here's some shit about that Falun Gong, but I don't care anymore. That was here we go. China harvests body parts. Calling it a crime against humanity, a new report says China is harvesting vital organs from devotees of the outlawed Falun Gong movement. Hearts, kidneys, livers, and corneas are removed from executed practitioners. See, it's a meditative regimen. How can you execute practitioners of that and sold for transplantation at hefty prices? Sometimes the foreigners, blah, blah, blah. Basically, China is fucked up. What a horrible country. Just ridiculous.
Yeah, China sucks.
They have way too many people. They're going to take over the goddamn world.
You know, I quit my job and it was so fun. That's what I was going to tell you.
That's what we're talking about. So,
yeah, I quit it.
Yeah, because I know we talked a lot about skip tracing back in the old shows, but as far as I can tell, the only people that listened to those were...
like 8 or 9 people.
That guy, Lewis, remember he's left lines where he fucking loved our show right from the start. He's like the super fan. And Annie, the Keith and the Girl listener, she fucking remembered that story I told about coming on a certain someone's face.
Oh, yeah.
And leading her naked to the bathroom. I was like, holy fuck, someone heard that? Because, you know.
That's really funny because nobody really cared.
Yeah.
I didn't even care. We didn't even care.
And I mean, it's not like our show's got a fucking zillion listeners, but I think we topped out at about 400 or so. That's pretty good.
Better
than
nothing.
But those old ones, that was like 9 people.
Yeah, like nobody. Like 10. 10 tops. Hardcore.
So to recap a little, you were a skip tracer. I did it for a month too, but you did it for like a year.
And a half.
And, yeah, I couldn't hack it. It was fucking tougher than I thought it would be. Where when people owe money to various, whatever, credit cards, debts or whatever, and they can't be found, they sell the account to your company,
right?
And then, or your ex company.
And then we would just try and find them,
right? Right.
And they do illegal activities.
Yeah, tons of shady shit. One of my favorite ones was how you guys could actually call. They have this system where you can change your phone number to look like any phone number.
Oh yeah.
So if you call someone's cell phone using their number, that's how you get into voicemail.
Yeah, you can do all sorts of crazy things.
Yes,
you put any number in and any number you're calling from, so it unlimits the possibilities.
For the voicemail
anywhere.
Did that only work if they didn't have a password or what?
No, it would just because it would think that you were calling from the phone, as if like, because you'd call their cell phone and then you would like enter their cell phone as a number to be displayed.
Right.
So then it would think that you're just calling your phone like from your phone. So it would override the system and then you could go into their voicemail.
Yeah, because
and
I
then
never,
you could hear what,
did that
what messages like, oh hi, this is your work calling, you know.
Yeah.
Call back, and then you could just push 5 for the number, and it was awesome.
It was so fucking creepy, because you could totally tell when people, oh man, I don't know, like that is such an invasion of privacy. It's fucking
insane.
Oh no,
and they're hacking credit card accounts, online credit cards, utilities. The whole place is just a big fucking schmuck.
I'm running out of Pepsi, so the drink's getting a lot stiffer.
That's the best part. 3 drinks later, you just put more in. Yeah.
So, but you finally quit after a year.
Yeah. And a half.
And how many people do you estimate you fucking found?
Oh, God. probably.
How many lives did you ruin? Well, they ruined their own lives, to be fair, but they couldn't escape because of you. They might have made it.
Maybe like almost 2,000, I'd say.
Man, that's fucking great. I only found one guy.
2001.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're combined.
combined total. Yeah, I like it better when you say that. Makes me sound better at my job. I still remember the guy I found, though. Rusty Steele. That was his real name. That wasn't a pseudonym.
Oh, nice. It could have been.
Fuck you, Rusty Steele. You
gotta
pay
your bills
now.
Oh, no, I found so many people. I just hated that place. It was a fucking gong show, and anyone who works there, seriously, get the fuck out of there. What the hell are you wasting your life for there? Get a goddamn new job.
One thing I thought was interesting about it, I got a whole chapter in this punk book I'm working on where it's about this punk kid in Tokyo, and, you know, he finally can't live the punk life anymore. He's like 27, 28. He has to go get a real life. And the job he gets at the end is based a lot on the Skip Trace job, where it's like everyone dresses up nice and tries to pretend it's like a real business.
But it's not.
But it's not. It's like the island of misfit toys. It's like nobody there has gone to school or necessarily, you know,
no,
like
it's
some
just
have.
A joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, tuck in your shirt, fucking shenanigans. Like,
yeah,
my job now, we don't tuck in
right
our shirts.
Shoes.
We can wear whatever the hell we want and nobody cares.
Yeah, like I remember in the last Lageria, you were pointing out those shoes you bought. And
yeah.
It turns out those shoes weren't good
those
enough.
Those shoes weren't good enough. I got freaked out. I got yelled at by the boss, told that I was only worth an $8 an hour job. And I just want to send him my pay stub later.
His name was Bal, by the way.
If anyone wants
dick.
To fucking kick his ass, his phone number is 654. 2670.
Wow. You actually remembered his phone number.
Well, it's a work number, so if you guys want to call on her ass, then feel free.
Nice. But yeah, it was in a way it was a neat job though. You could track down tons of
if
people.
He gets lots of calls, that'd be awesome. Yeah. Just only prank calls. Never say where you got the number from. Just
right.
Prank him from us. Ask him if he's looking for a big hard dick.
What was that number again? That was 604.
654. Well, let's just make sure we got the number right. I got the card in my wallet, I think, still here. I think it was 654-2670. If I shouldn't be so bold to say... Oh, here comes the card.
And he was...
I got a pretty cool business card.
Yeah, yeah, I like that one.
Okay, yeah, it's 654-2670, area code 604.
Yeah, and he was a big fat racist. He was all about
the
Indians.
He was all about
like
the Indians. Hated
East
the white... Oh, and he hated girls, too.
Yeah.
And any gay people. He hated those people, too.
Well...
Yeah, so he's got a nice target audience that will be coming back. So if you're gay... yeah, you're white or any other race other than Indian.
So, and that job though, it paid. I remember
it was all right.
Well,
it
I
started off okay, but then it just, as I was working there, new people would get hired and they would make the same wage as me, and I'd been there for a year. How's that fair? That's
yeah,
what
that's
I want to
know.
That's what I want to know. That's what I want.
But I remember I was kind of looking at it like. I remember I was still with Eric. I was right toward the end, but right before we broke up. Because I remember
right.
We broke up while I was working Skip Trace,
right.
And. And I was just like, I was still working at The Source, the famous porn store where I first discovered Keith and the Girl and used to play
right.
It at work. And that's how I got hooked up with those guys. But yeah, I was talking to Erica and I was like, man, what am I doing working at a porn store? My life's going nowhere. You know, I should. And in a lot of ways, I took that Skip Trace job kind of because I wanted to impress her in some way that I was actually moving forward with my life. Right. So I think that's one big reason I quit, too, is then I broke up with Erica and I was like, man, what? This is like a real job where I gotta work all day and dress up. Fuck this. I'm just gonna quit and go work at a goddamn movie theater and be a projectionist. So.
And that's what you did.
Yeah. And plus, like, once I got there, definitely you could see, like, it's just the surface layer of professionalism. But really, it's just... It's like telephone thuggery. I wasn't that good at it.
I wasn't that good at it either.
I don't know. You seem pretty good to me.
I was okay. Not according to the standards they wanted me to be at.
Definitely
wasn't good at all.
The gift of fucking just, you know, running people in circles and getting the info out of them. I don't know. You seem good to me.
It was okay.
That's pretty fast.
It just gets boring.
I guess, though, just with a job like that, what bugged me about it, I think the job is fascinating. I thought it was a really fucking cool job. But I think it should have been, like, dress however you want type of job.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking relax job. Just,
yeah,
just
not.
And
they keep it so uptight.
Yeah.
And nobody cares. And nobody wanted to dress like that. Like, it's a freaking office. Like,
right.
But it's not an office which means anything.
Like, I think that should have been, like, when you see those offices, like, computer programmers have, where it's, like, a foosball table and fucking chips and shit, and you just fuck around. And,
that's,
know.
Like, my job now.
Right?
It's cake and donuts and
so,
whatever.
Yeah, so moving on. I haven't heard much about your job. So... What is this new job that you moved on to? Oh, yeah, I was going to say, Skip Trace, the reason I took it, too, it paid pretty well, I thought. Like, I was getting $10.38. Were you, like, 12-something an hour?
Oh, no. Most I got there was $11.68, and that was my raise.
Yeah, I guess it's not that much. But it still adds up, because it's 40 hours a week. So, yeah,
no, I work for a major cable company in the Lower Mainland. Yeah, no, it's fun. It's a fun job. I've only been there for 2 weeks, so I really don't know how it's going to pan out. I'm not really sure what I'm doing. I'm just training and learning all. How does cable get from the line to your home? How does the internet work? What kind of waves does it run on? What kind of cord runs from that line to your house? How do they do that? It's just like, why do we care? But it's all right. It's good times. It seems fun enough. Everyone's nice.
So what do you do specifically? Like,
oh, I haven't done anything yet. I'm still in training.
Oh,
I don't even... I just... Like, say, like, you're hooking up your internet or something. You know, the technician comes out to your house, and they do, like, a call back to the office, and they, like, get them to set the codes or whatever, add the serial number to the account. That's what I do. I don't talk to customers. I talk to the technicians. It's pretty cool.
Cool.
So far, so good. Week three tomorrow. Almost done training.
And almost ready
whatever.
To get paid.
Almost ready. Oh, I'm totally ready to get paid. I haven't gotten paid since the end of July. I won't get paid till the 15th of September. That's like 45 days without money.
That is
a
fucked.
Long
I'm
time.
Amazed you're even like, you can keep going. That's fucked.
Yeah, I had to put away all my money. And like, I haven't spent anything. I spend like a couple dollars every once in a while getting some Slurpees. That's about it. I haven't bought nothing. Just basic. Back to basics. Little bit of food. Not very much. Less small lunches. Very small lunches.
Man, that's one reason why I'm
It'll
looking
be good at the end.
One reason I'm looking forward to going home is, I had no idea this was going to happen, but it's awesome, is that my parents have, like, two or three buildings I own, like, just houses. But one of them, bottom floor, it's like a three-story house, one of those old 100-year-old houses. Bottom floor is their law office. Second floor is a bunch of apartments. And the third floor is, like, a loft. Like, the whole third floor is one big loft. The guy just moved out, and they want to do some renovation on it. So they actually want... They don't want to let someone, some random, in there again. They said I could have it for free because they know me and they can easily go up there and fix it. And that's, like, fucking awesome. It's going to be so big and awesome. And my rent here is insane, like $5.50. I work, like, an $8.50 an hour job. All my money goes to rent. It's
yeah,
going to
no,
be fucking
sucks.
Free.
Rent
and
sucks.
I almost managed to work out getting my friend Matt to move in with me. That would have been so cool because, man, there's no one else I would even allow to move in with me except Matt and Mark Harding. They're the only two people. But didn't work out. The timing didn't work out. He had to move somewhere else. But, man, I don't know. It's going to be cool. I got this whole great big loft for free. And
where is it in New Brunswick? Like downtown or something?
It's no, there's like two sides to my city in Fredericton. There's north side and south side. So it's on the north side. But it's only a 10-minute walk to like a walking bridge that goes across to downtown. So it's not that bad of a location. In the winter, it's not so good. But the cool thing is I don't pay rent. But I don't live with my parents, you know? I mean, like, I live in a building they own, but it's independent. So, you know, bring home the ladies or what have you. It's not like, please be quiet because you might wake up my mother. I'm 27.
She hasn't got her teeth out yet.
Man, that's fucked. I mean, I've only been out here 2.5 years, but I moved right before my birthday, and I'm leaving right after my birthday. So when I moved, I was 23, and by the time I leave, I'll be 27. It's like I left a young man, and now I'm a fucking old timer.
Not really.
Yeah, Everyone says that.
Old-timer.
27 with no fucking prospects for the future. Holy fuck. I don't know. We'll see. Got my little book I'm writing and shit, but I don't know. It's not going to pay any bills.
Maybe in the future.
But I would say the good thing, it doesn't really matter what I do back in New Brunswick. I won't have to work very hard, so I won't be paying any rent. But man, the projectionist job, I'm going to miss this. If anyone out there needs like a minimum wage, a little bit more than the minimum wage job, being a projectionist is fucking fun. You're just by yourself. You just got to make sure movies fucking get started on time, do some projector maintenance. Like 2 weeks ago, I was super tired, just crazy tired. So I came in, we usually get there 2 hours before the movies start to make sure everything's okay. So I turned on everything, got everything ready, threaded all the movies, had my little radio just in case anything goes wrong, they can get in touch with me. And I went by anyone who goes to the Paramount in Vancouver on Burrard Street, 900 Burrard. There's theater number 9. It's way up in the top corner. And we have our own floor in between the other floors with a special key in the elevator that takes you to the special floor. So then I went way over to Theater 9, and there's this little tiny door behind the big platter where the movie is on that, you know, it goes through the machine and comes back onto the big platter. You need an Allen key. You put the Allen key in, open up this little door, and there's an extra little room that, I don't know, when they just designed the place, it just made no sense. They just had this extra little area. I don't know
Weird.
What it's for. There's nothing in there. I just went in there, fucking fell asleep for like 3 hours. I slept at work. No one knew because all the movies worked. Everything was in focus. Nobody radioed me about any problems. Fucking beautiful. Woke up nice
Weird.
And refreshed.
In
did the rest
Allen
of my
key
day.
Room?
Yeah. And I wish I could, man, before I go, I got to try to show you what it's like. The booth is so cool. I mean, it's just, man, it's neat. I love it. I love being up there. And like, I can wear whatever
Maybe
clothes
you get
I
a job
want.
In New Brunswick. Here.
Maybe. There's only one theater in my whole hometown, though. So I don't know. If I could. And it's really far away. It'd be a pain to get there. But maybe, because I did like it a lot. And I just think movies are fascinating. How it's basically just like it used to be. It's just...
Same sort of deal?
Yeah, just little pictures and really bright light. The sound is a lot more advanced now. But the picture, the light, it's just like the fucking... What was that thing called? The zoscope?
The zoscope.
I remember that they first made it. It just was a candle. Yeah. And yeah, it would just spin around. Same basic shit. But yeah, just...
But bigger.
I can't tell you how valuable it is to have a job where you can dress like you want and no one is watching what you do. You do your own work, you get everything done on your own time, you know, that's it. Even The Source was okay because at least they didn't make you fucking wear clothes, but they were bitches, like they had their little camera on you all the time.
Yeah.
Shit like that.
Fuck those motherfuckers.
They were going to bring in uniforms at the porn store. But then everyone rebelled and they didn't. I mean, you fuck. I was like the most straight-laced dude who ever worked there. Everyone else was like crazy punks and fucking whacked
yeah,
out people.
You were the most normal-looking guy.
I was
crazy.
Like I was totally like Rio's right-hand man by the time I left there. And she gave me all the codes to the computer so I could help her input the new porn titles and stuff.
Woohoo! You're pornomatic.
I really have pretty good memories of almost every job, but... I think when I really should have clued in that something was not, like I wasn't getting back on my feet with Vancouver, was when I went back to Blends. Because when we worked
Back
there,
to Blends like, means, I don't know,
yeah,
bad.
Bad, yeah, because when we both worked there the first time, at least it was like
fun.
Whatever, we needed a job, yeah, we made the best, but we had some good times. But then when you go back, holy fuck, like back to a shitty coffee shop in the middle of fucking Crackton.
Nobody's there.
Yeah, it was just Vince, no one else. Although, the days with Vince were awesome. Like, they totally remind me of, like, the Clerks 2, how Randall, he's like, man, I liked working there. I liked just hanging out with my friends and being dicks to customers. That's what it was like when me and Vince worked. Man, we were so shitty.
Yeah, it was so funny. Yeah, Vince was a shitty worker. He did nothing. He was the shittiest worker ever.
He was. He was fucking horrible.
He replaced me.
Oh, that's another nice thing about being a projectionist. I think I've seen Clerks 2. I'd say about 15 times. And eventually I got tired of watching
it. So awesome.
I got tired of watching it through the little port glass window, you know, up in the projection room. So I would just literally go into the theater and just sit down and watch it. And
Something's wrong, you just buy a radio, you're right?
Yeah, exactly. And I just put like headphones into the radio so it wouldn't interrupt other people if they needed to call me. I've seen it so many fucking times, it's ridiculous. And I got paid every time. The only problem is there's not many movies there that I give a shit about. Like, I'll be... Sometimes even for free, I just can't be bothered. But I think, man, Clerks 2 put Kevin Smith back on his feet. Like, it's the best movie he's done in a long time.
It was so funny.
And I was obsessed with Clerks 1.
My favorite was the Lord of the Rings reenactment by Randall.
And that dude to the side was just like, fucking A. I know. Like, finally, someone is saying it.
I hated that movie. I hated those movies too. That's exactly the way I felt. So, like, good, cinematically done. Like, everything was cool, but so fucking boring.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true, man.
I fell asleep to the first two, and I haven't watched the third one, and I own it. That's going to say something. Me and Jarek went to watch it. It's been for like 3 minutes.
Yeah, I never really could.
Both out like a light.
Because everybody I know back east loves those movies, so I never talked bad about them, but it's true.
I will.
They're fucking boring. No two ways about it. Plus, too fucking long. Holy fuck, I had to piss so bad.
12 hours.
Did I tell this story about how when I saw the second one, the Two Towers, that I had to piss so bad? At the only, but I was packed theater right in the middle of the row. No way.
Considered jerking off.
I was trying to give myself a hard on so I wouldn't have to piss. And I was thinking of everything I could think of to try. But I'm looking. I'm sure I brought up the story.
Yeah, you did. I remember.
We're talking about just nothing but little elf boys on the screen. So what am I supposed to get hard about?
The tree, maybe. Yeah. Even the trees were walking in that.
Trees walk in those fucking movies. Yeah. I mean, even the end.
Walking. We're walking.
I really think it seems weird to compare the super low brownness of Clerks to the Academy-nominated greatness of Shawshank. Well, Shawshank really is my favorite movie, and I really think Clerks 2, in a lot of ways, is similar to Shawshank, because it's this...
Because they end up in jail in the end?
No, because... Well, there is that. Because it's this theme that you don't see very much in movies. It's always bullshit romance shit. Who fucking cares? But it's that, like, enduring friendship.
Does that look like an ass?
Yes. Yes, it does. But that friendship between two guys, you know, like a lifelong friendship. You don't see that very much. And it's fucking powerful shit, man. It's good. Red and Andy, fucking Dante and Randall. It's the same shit.
It's good stuff.
I gotta admit, when I first saw Clerks 2, at the very end, again, I was with my friend Mark, so, you know, I had to be cool. But it teared me up a little bit. I was like, man.
Wow, wow. I thought it was pretty cool. It was funny. Too funny. Always too funny.
And stuff like the miscellaneous Jackson 5 dance sequence for no reason. When you've seen the movie 15 times, that's just, it gets better and better. I don't know why. I really look forward to that part. I'm like, alright, it's coming. Nice. But then, like, the donkey fucking gets less funny every time. So it's like, there's the balance. But,
yeah, that was a pretty funny part. The whole movie's great. I can't wait to own it and watch it again.
Yeah, see, although, dude, man, have you been on the Clerks 2 website? Where they film, like, every fucking second of making that movie. It's ridiculous. They have, like, 80 little videos you can watch of just
really
shit they
cool.
did while Jay walking around the set introducing you to the every jackass that works there. Man, it was kind of funny.
Very cool. I think we're running into things to talk about because we're just repeating ourselves saying things are funny.
Well, let's see here. I got this book you bought, the Logaria notebooks that we never got to use. Let's see what I got. At the movie theater sometimes they would make me work that yogurt stand until I finally convinced them to fucking stop. That's TCBY. Mm-hmm. And a TCBY representative actually came. Like, you know how we'd have the secret shoppers at Blends, but we never really got I guess you might have got a couple.
Yeah, I got like four. Right. Remember?
Because I remember that.
I remember the person who it was after. Remember that one time?
The guy before in front. Yeah, so you were totally nice to him, and it was actually the guy behind him, but it still worked out awesome. But
that's so funny.
A TCBY guy came, and he's like, so what does TCBY stand for? The country's best yogurt. So what's good here? And I was like, I don't know. These smoothie things are pretty good. And then he's all like, Jack Layton, TCBY. And, you know, he's like, oh, I'm supposed to be shocked. Like, oh, no, this guy's from the TCBY head office. It's like, you fucking tool. I work in a movie theater, the goddamn yogurt stand. I don't give a fuck.
No.
You think that's cool that you're fucking 50 years old and you work for TCBY and you got to inspect their kiosks at goddamn movie theaters? Your life has failed, man. Don't try to pretend you got some kind of fucking pull. Just ridiculous. So there's number one. Let's see what else we got here. Some amusing search terms people use to find Lageria. Dominatrix Aaron, someone was looking for.
Really?
And they found us. And Pale Poop.
Nice.
That's classic. That's going back.
Pale Poop. Dominatrix Aaron?
Let's see. I don't know what this note means. I wrote Falun Gong, arrow to organ transplant. So I guess we read that.
We talked about that.
Okay. Oh, here's... Okay, right. My plan for America. They need to elect Jeb Bush as their next president. They need to fucking destroy North Korea and then destroy China. Is that all? Is that my whole thought? Obviously.
Three little arrows.
I guess I didn't think that through too much. Oh, yeah. Okay, so when Pirates of the Caribbean 2 opened, I was working that night, the night they did like the midnight showings, a Thursday night. So, and people were like jazzed up like crazy. They were waiting for 5 hours for that movie, which was okay, but wasn't that great for the record. But, so people have been waiting so long. They're dressed like pirates. It was our biggest theater, just packed full of people. And we have like that digital pre-show, which I don't know if Keith Malley's going to listen to this rambling shit, but he was saying the other day he doesn't like during the pre-show how blurry and grainy it is because it makes him think he needs glasses or laser eye surgery didn't work. It's just because the light isn't strong enough. It's not like a projector light bulb that is so bright that if you look at it, you will go blind. Like, you can't open the projector. That stuff's just a little shitty light. Like, some guy was telling me, like an old school projectionist, that back at like rock shows in the 80s, they used to need like two or three of those that they would just superimpose on top of each other to make it bright enough. Anyway, when the pre-show fucking stops, there's like 5 seconds, or 2 seconds maybe, of blackness before the film starts, and that's when there's the ads and then the trailers and then the movie. So during that little tiny bit of blackness, I opened up the port glass window up for the projection booth, opened it up, and yelled, "Pirates 2, yeah!" And everybody went fucking bananas. They're just like, "Pirates, yeah!" And I was proud of myself. It was fucking fun. It was cool. So that's my Pirates 2 story. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, and I was hyper tired one day at work. Just, like, majorly overtired, where just, like, easily emotionally unbalanced. And the whole day I was just trying to be civil to people, anyone I had to deal with that day. I was like, glad I was in the booth, didn't have to talk to people much. But I was just, like, so tired. And then I sat down to watch some Pirates, and at the beginning was a trailer for the new Transformers movie.
Yeah, I heard about that.
It hardly shows anything, only, like a Mars rover, and then it shows one of the Decepticons, I assume, for a second, and it crushes the thing. And it was, like, just so beautiful, this beautiful return to my childhood, that I just was, like, staring at the screen, and it was, like, religious. I was just, like, one tear comes out, and I'm just like, oh, Transformers. And that was only because I've been awake for, like, a zillion hours. But, I don't know, I still thought that was funny. Oh, fuck. I totally forgot about this.
Uh-oh. Sure.
Okay.
Something's in the pocket.
This is
left
from a
pocket?
Long time ago.
Right pocket?
This left was pocket. From before my laptop got stolen. My friend Matt sent me this fucking story. Oh, fuck. Okay. It happened to him at a wedding. Now I'm jumping on my cell phone to see if I can find the email where this fucking awesome story that happened to my friend Matt that I said I'd talk about. And it needs to be talked about because it was fucking excellent. See how far back I gotta go here. In the meantime, yeah, that's a good one. Nice email from Aaron.
Anyone hungry for chips? Bet you just can't eat one. Two at once.
Man, I got this note here that says, "Dream about guy on bike with gun." What the fuck does that mean? I have no idea what that means.
I also don't have any idea what that means. You got a dream about a guy on a bike with a gun?
I was wearing my my Atari shirt the other day,
right.
My blue one, and as I was going down the escalator at Burrard Station, and a guy was going up the other escalator with an orange Atari shirt, and we noticed each other, just kind of give the nod. Like, that's right, Atari. Okay, I found the email. Blah, 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 Matt talking about stuff. Oh, yeah, this is, I don't know if you heard it, but I put it on our Lageria page because we had tons of extra space. My friend Matt did a podcast about psychobilly music. It was fucking awesome.
Awesome. Thanks, Matt.
He's only done the one, but if he does more, I'll put him up later. Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go. Pimp news. I had to go to Moncton for a wedding of one of his, I guess it's his ex now, his ex-girlfriend's cousins. And I guess it's true, weddings make chicks want cock. A few beer and some erotic suggestions, and bam, sex in the storage room with about 50 of her family members 20 feet away. It was so rocking and so terrifying at the same time, but hot damn, fuck yeah. So he got to fuck a chick in a storage room at a wedding. Fucking proud of him, that's good
shit.
That's
hilarious.
Alright, that's it. That's all I got.
Well, this could be the last Lagaria. It might be one more before I leave, maybe.
Yeah, I got this thing till at least September 6th.
Well, we can always maybe mooch off someone else later.
Yeah.
Or we'll something.
See. But yeah, so...
Chips.
It's been nice
to
see
so
you all
again. My mouth
is
so salty right now.
You faceless fucking internet people. Oop.
Spilled my drink. Leave that for some bugs. There's a bug.
Yeah, I have a lot of spiders in my place.
I still haven't seen any.
That's a good thing. So, yeah, I guess we got nothing else to say.
No, we don't. Okay.
See you, asshole, later.
Fuckers.
to stay.